Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today in the studio with me, I have Mike Flores. He's from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Thank you for joining me today, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, you work for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. So what is your title and what do you do for the Sheriff's Department?
I'm a sergeant currently assigned to the Victorville Sheriff Station. I'm a watch commander on patrol, supervising deputies on a day-to-day basis.
And where are you stationed?
Victorville City Police Department.
You are also part of the Sheriff's Athletic Federation. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've been a committee member with the Sheriff's Athletic Federation for the past 7 years. Currently, I'm one of the board members on the board. I'm one of the race directors for the upcoming Sheriff's Mud Run.
And tell us, what is the Sheriff's Athletic Federation?
The Sheriff's Athletic Federation is a nonprofit organization which is made up of department members, sworn and non-sworn, that is committed to provide funds to department members of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department who participate in athletic events.
You know, you say you also help with the individual stations with athletic equipment and such?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
at some points, different divisions or stations like to provide gyms or athletic equipment for their department members, and we will provide certain funds for them to help with the funding.
Now, how do you get your funding?
By putting on different events, such as CrossFit competitions, mud runs, and other such events, which will benefit the Athletic Federation to provide the funds for the department members.
Right. Now, you have a special event coming up. Tell us a little bit about that. I guess it's a mud run.
Yes. The Sheriff's Mud Run, we've hosted it now. This will be the 11th year. It will be on October 14th. It is a 5K run, which will include a five-person team or individual participants, and also a youth event for a 1K.
And where does it take place?
At the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Academy, the Frank Bland Regional Training Center.
I know that you can register as an individual, but I see that you can also register as a five-member race team.
Yes, people who are interested could either run with family members and friends as a team, or they can run individuals. The five-person team, they have to finish with all five people for their time. Anybody that's running individual, their time is their own time.
And you have a kids 1K. Tell us about that.
The kids 1K will take place after the adults 5K. It'll start at 10:30, and it's a 1K where kids from the ages of 2 to 13 will be able to run through the same terrain that their parents or older siblings got a chance to do so.
But I imagine if you had young kids running the course, you'd have to be able to escort them if they're really young.
Absolutely. That's why we're doing it after, so parents are encouraged to have their kids participate and they can run with their kids as well.
Okay, and what kind of obstacles do you have set up for this mud run?
We have several mud pits, a set of tunnels that are set up where people get to go through the tunnels and then landing on some more mud pits and terrain that goes up and down, including a very steep obstacle, which is called Matterhorn Hill, which will give the runner a very...
I imagine it's kind of slippery and slimy trying to make it up there.
Very much.
So you're going to get dirty when you come to this mud run.
Oh, yes.
You're gonna get... And what about after they're done? Do you have a place where they can wash off and clean up?
We do. We have some showers where you're able to clean up, and we'll have some tents where you can change afterward.
That's great. Now, can anyone participate in this event?
Anyone and everyone's encouraged to attend.
And what is the cost to participate in the mud run?
We've left it at $49.
And how can someone be a part of this event?
They can go to active.com and search San Bernardino County Sheriff's Mud Run, and it'll take you to the link to register for the run.
And then they can just go online and register. They can pay online as well?
That's correct.
Okay, and then they just show up with, I guess they can print out a ticket.
That's correct. And then we also have pre-registration packet pickup the day before at the Rancho Cucamonga Sheriff's Substation at the Victoria Gardens Mall.
Where does the money go? Who does the money benefit?
The money goes to the Sheriff's Athletic Federation. A portion of that money will be donated to the charity Susan G. Komen Inland Empire this year.
Okay, let's recap a little bit. When is the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department Mud Run?
Saturday, October 14th, 2017, at the Frank Bland Regional Training Center. The reason for the run is to host an athletic event for the community to come out, participate, have fun, get muddy with your family, enjoy a good time, promote.
And it starts at 8 o'clock?
It starts at 8:30.
Oh, at 8:30. But they want you there at 8 o'clock?
Correct. If you can get there a little bit, about half an hour to an hour before, especially for those that are going to register that day, that way we're able to register and get people to the start.
And tell us about the featured events once again.
We'll have the 5K individual, the 5K team. We'll have the award ceremony at approximately 10 o'clock. And at 10:30, the kids' 1K will start.
So the kids will go after everything's pretty much over.
Correct. And the kids, it will be $20, by the way.
And where can they register once again?
If they go to active.com and search the run, San Bernardino County Sheriff's Mud Run.
Okay, I think that'll just about do it. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
We look forward to seeing everybody come out and have a great time.
Have a great time and get muddy.
That's right.
Great. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.